Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way that tire buying should be. Okay, welcome in. We are still 2 days away from the Sweet 16. We are getting ready to ramp up for Major League Baseball season getting underway. Oh, we do have a Shohei Ohtani dilemma to discuss. And then, of course, we have some football news we need to get to. But let's here's what I want to do. Okay. I want to combine Caitlin Clark's win for Iowa. Right? Caitlin Clark's win for Iowa. Pair it alongside that of Shohei Ohtani. Okay. And here's what I mean. I'll play for you. We'll discuss, actually. It's no point, really, in playing Shohei Ohtani sound because it's the sound of an interpreter, a new interpreter, talking about the old interpreter. Right? But I do think that it's worth mentioning. If you watched Iowa and their win against West Virginia last night, and look, I understand. You're sitting there going, hey, Doug, yesterday you told us that people weren't as geeked about the women's tournament as they led us to believe, and now you're telling us you watched. Yeah, I'm like, I watch sports. I love sports. I've been more into women's basketball than ever previous in my life. I'm going to be honest with you. I think a lot of the people who have said, you know, they're more into it than the women than the men's game, they're foolish. Full of you-know-what. But nonetheless, like, I'm not going to sit here and deny that it's kind of a thing right now. Okay? But I would also point out that last night was a debacle. Like, a debacle. Right. Iowa shoots 30 free throws. West Virginia shoots 5. And it was a tough, competitive, hard-fought game. And, like, here's the deal. I thought the officiating was atrocious. Now, I'm also willing to believe that if you're a women's official, this is the first time in your life when you officiated that you're going into atmospheres like this. Right? Like, literally, you're going into an atmosphere in which, in Iowa City, Caitlin Clark could run for mayor, could run for Senate, could run for governor, would win all of them. Okay? She's that popular. And the thing that women's basketball has going against it is the same thing that I think Shohei has going against him, which is it's no matter how your story plays out and if we believe your story, the fact is that all of women's basketball needs Caitlin Clark to be playing in the Final Four, or at least in the second weekend. It is an abject disaster to everyone had they lost last night. And so you want to believe that it's just a bad call, or maybe the refs were just overwhelmed. But in the back of your mind, or maybe not in the back of your mind, there's the, come on, man, we all know that Iowa's got to win this game no matter what. Right? It's just the reality of it. The sport depends on 22 in the Iowa jersey to be there. That's how popular she is. That's how important she is to the sport. All the other programs are dependent upon her. And West Virginia, like, hey, we're just trying to play a game, just trying to win it fair and square. And I, again, I'm not going to tell you there's anything illicit at work. Nothing illicit at work. But it's the appearance of it, or the idea in our back of all of our minds are the same, which is like, dude, they don't even have to make the call, but at some point, is there going to be a call made from up high? Hey, we got to have Caitlin Clark playing in the Final Four. And it's the same thing with Shohei. Right? Like, I don't know if you know this, but ESPN can opt out of their deal with Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball's national numbers have been floundering. The World Series, we've seen it, you know, team dependent, but lowest rated World Series of all time. And everyone is all in on the new Babe Ruth, on Shohei Ohtani. So when he says he had never been on baseball, didn't know anything about it, money was stolen from, like, all of that, you're like, man, that poor guy. On the other hand, you're like, okay, Major League Baseball has to have Shohei Ohtani playing. He cannot be suspended. He cannot be a gambling addict. He cannot be losing millions of dollars. And they cannot be sitting him down. It's just too big a black eye for a sport because everybody's all in on Shohei. So I want to believe Shohei was just naive. Shohei was taken advantage of because I have no cause to think that he's a liar previously. I have no cause to think that the officials in the Iowa-West Virginia game had any desire to see Iowa win. But there's so much money at stake. It makes it really hard to believe. And again, I understand this is people's credibility, right? I mean, this is everything to Shohei Ohtani. If he's lying about this, like, no credibility ever. And really, that's what Tim Donaghy did for NBA basketball. Is the officials have no credibility because you had a guy who said, hey, look, I helped, you know, shave points. I helped these outcomes take place. So I guess the question is, do you believe Shohei? I don't even know if it's, do you want to believe Shohei? But it's, can you admit that whether it's other stories that you've heard or just the overwhelming belief that so many people are so financially invested that you can't derail it now, that they're just covering for him? I'll just go on record. I believe him. I believe him. I have no cause to not believe him. I understand all of those things, but I do. Maybe it's I want to believe him. Maybe it's that I've never heard anybody say a bad word about him. Maybe it's that with gambling, like, you can't tell. Dude strung out on drugs, you can tell. Dude strung out is on, you know, if he drinks too much, people around him can tell. Gambling, when somebody's a gambling, like, you can't tell. You can't tell. But to go up there on stage and say you've never gambled on sports is a definitive. There is no getting out of that statement. Ever. No getting out of that statement. Ever. Jay Stu, do you believe him?
I do not believe him. I don't know what's behind your belief other than I have no other reason to not believe him, but the people that seem to be believing him, or at least going on air today saying they do, seem to rely on this one aspect that athletes get ripped off all the time by business managers and agents and blah, blah, blah. This was an interpreter who may have had access to his funds, but those other systems are in place. He has people monitoring his money. He must have a business manager. He must have a tax attorney. There are just too many things to get through, I think, to swindle money if you're just an average guy like an interpreter. But to go by that, to just be like athletes are ripped off all the time, that's fine. But you need to take in the context of the story change and what we went through last week. This guy did a 90-minute interview with ESPN and stated the other story that has Shohei fully knowledgeable of the bets and helping him out and paying him off. And something happened, lawyers get involved, and the story changes completely. You can't really look at this in a vacuum and be like, athletes get ripped off all the time. I believe them. Because there is context to this, and it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't pass the smell test to me. And you're right. He made definitive statements yesterday. Not only did he say, I've never bet on sports, he also said, I never knew about this until a certain timeline in the South Korea series. Like, that doesn't add up either. You're telling me that your interpreter spoke in front of the entire team and told the initial story, which has you knowing about it? You have Yamamoto and his interpreter in that clubhouse listening to that story, and at no point did the interpreter or Yamamoto be like, wow, you really bailed your friend out, huh? And Shohei would be like, wait, what? What did he just tell the clubhouse? Like, none of this adds up. Somebody's got to look into the money on this. I don't want a baseball reporter doing the investigating. I want somebody to look into the money. Follow the money. How did this go down? That needs to be explained.
Well, I do think that the great part about how we are now and where we are now is you can follow the money. And if somebody knows, that you will find out shortly. I believe that. I believe that. Give us your thoughts. At Gottlieb Show on Twitter, at Gottlieb Show on Instagram as well.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. We got some tweets and some texts and some IG. People agreeing with you, people agreeing with me in regards to Shohei Ohtani. Do you believe him? Ross says, totally agree with Jay-Su. Something doesn't add up. It's nearly impossible these days. Nearly impossible these days. Do you have a word back, Jay-Stu, on that text I asked you to send? There's a Rodney Pete, who is a colleague at Fox Sports. Okay. And again, I'm taking this off of social media, but social media is saying that Rodney Pete, of course, was a star at USC and has been a longtime radio host. Jay Stu is actually his former producer. Said apparently moments ago on LA radio that Andy Enfield had agreed to terms on a deal to go to SMU. SMU. And of course, Andy Enfield's had some success at USC. He most notably had success at Florida Gulf Coast, where it was, what was it called? Dunk City? Dunk City, I think. Dunk City. But this year's been a struggle, and he had brought in James. And kind of weird, right, when you think about it. USC finished 15-18 on the year. Tied for, was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Tied for ninth place in the Pac-12. And he would replace Rob Lanier, who was fired after doubling their win total the year before. And now Rob Lanier is the head coach at Rice. And SMU, of course, is going into the ACC next year. But what's most interesting is, you know, this team was a massive disappointment. And they had Bronny James, and Bronny, for the most part, came off the bench. And so the question would be, did LeBron have any sort of hand in this? Probably not, right? You're just really leaving to restart the clock. The AD is different. The president is different than the one that he came aboard with in L.A., yeah, going to Dallas, they have major, major money, major NIL money, and it kind of just restarts you a little bit, you know, instead of having, you know, 1 year you got to win or you're out. Now, yeah, get back to 5-6 year contract, you get a couple more years to figure some things out. But then who would coach Bronny? Who would coach Bronny? Or would Bronny stay at SC? I don't think Bronny leaves SC. But
what does this do to LeBron's reputation as a coach killer, Doug?
It doesn't help. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. So, it doesn't help. That's an interesting story. The SMU thing is interesting because SMU has waited for 50 years to get a spot at the big boy table. Now they're finally in the ACC, and the ACC is fracturing. And they're like, dude, while we're in it, like, let's go for it. Let's really, really go for it. Gonna be fascinating. Byer, could you explain to... So let me get these new kickoff rules. So the players on the kickoff team are actually ahead of the football? Is that right?
That is correct, Doug. By 25 yards.
Okay. So the ball is at the 35-yard line, right?
Yes.
The players are at the 45 of the other team.
The opposing 40-yard line.
And then there's 10 yards between them and the opponent?
5 to 10 yards.
Five to 10 yards. So there's no more onside kicks?
Not until the fourth quarter.
And then where do they go when it's an onside kick?
Then it's back to the normal setup that we are accustomed to. But you have to declare that there is an onside kick.
So there's no surprise onside kick.
Correct.
So the play that Sean Payton executed in the Super Bowl is no more, or unless they change the rule back.
Correct.
Wow. Do you like it?
There's a lot. I mean, there is a whole bunch, because it's not only that safety. Play does not start until the ball ends up being caught or hits the landing zone. And the landing zone is going to be something I think we're all going to be learning about through this season, which is the area between the goal line and the 20-yard line, because there's a lot of different rules. So if the ball is caught or hits the ground in the landing zone, then play can start. Any ball that hits in the landing zone must be returned. You can't call for a fair catch. If the ball bounces from the landing zone into the end zone, it can be returned, Doug, or it then would be a touchback out to the 20-yard line. So no more 25-yard line. However, if a kick flies into the end zone, it can be returned or taken as a touchback, but then it goes out to the 30-yard line. So this would prevent that last one, to me, is really the most interesting, is you would have guys that would just kick the ball out of the end zone and bring it out to the 25. Now you're bringing it out to the 30-yard line.
There's a lot of strategy involved there.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. I mean, when you did it when it was the 20-yard line, it was, all right, yeah, good, have them start from the 20. But to start from the 30-yard line, I think that's quite an advantage. So it's really encouraging to get the return back into the game. But by having the players line up where they are, you're trying to avoid those significant injuries that can happen when guys get 30 and 40 and 50-yard running starts.
Let's bring in John Middlecoff. He joins us. Three and Out is the podcast. Of course, he covers the National Football League for the Volume Podcast Network. John, what do you think of the new kickoff rules?
I like it. I mean, I think the first reaction anytime things change, people always like to push back. But when, you know, you hear it explained, the kickoff, there were 13 kickoffs in the Super Bowl, and they were all out of bounds. I think 12 of the 13 literally cleared the end zone. So, remember, years ago when Belichick was adamant, we got to do something about the extra point. It's 99% success rate. And once they moved it back, it's added a little intrigue. So we'll have to see. I mean, I'm sure teams will add wrinkles. I don't know if it will look exactly like the XFL, like if people put two returners back there. Who knows how it all ends up playing out. But I think it's a pretty cool little wrinkle.
Okay, so if you're kicking off, what should your strategy be? To kick it in the air out of the end zone, get it to the 30-yard line, or kick it so it bounces in the end zone and they could get it at the 20?
I think there's going to be a huge feeling out process probably in the preseason, because I also think it depends who's back there. Like, if I'm the Niners, with the collisions way down, am I just putting Deebo Samuel as my kickoff return man, especially in big games or tight games? Like, are high-end players going to do it more? Because you wouldn't have done it before. Right, the collision's not worth it. But I think now that definitely Tyreek Hill, like, wouldn't you throw that guy back in a tie game in the second half against a divisional opponent or something? I think that's going to play a factor. And if that happens, then I think definitely, because if you kick it out of bounds, isn't it like go to the 40?
Yes.
Or the 35. I think it's pretty penal, right? So
yeah.
I think it definitely depends. If it's a random guy back there, I'm probably not as terrified. But if it's like, I don't know, you know, Tyreek Hill or Deebo Samuel, maybe I'm thinking twice.
So Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of John Middlecoff. Okay, let's get into the J.J. McCarthy thing. Are you buying that he could go second overall?
I would be a little stunned, but if a guy can go four or five, what the heck's the difference in two, right? So if he's viewed as a potential top five quarterback and Minnesota views him that way, let's just hypothetically say, why couldn't the Washington Commanders and Adam Peters? And if you think about Adam Peters, right, started once he left UCLA, he as a player, he went to Belichick with Brady, pocket quarterback. Then he went to Denver with Elway, Peyton, and then all of his success in San Francisco has either come with Jimmy or Purdy. And my comp, I kind of looked at some of the numbers. Their testing numbers physically. Now, Alex Smith is taller than J.J. Alex is basically 6'5". J.J. is probably a little under 6'3". But movement-wise, in the short shuttle, in the three-cone drill, they're very similar athletes. Now, I think J.J. has a better arm, but I think you could comp him to Alex. I actually text a buddy who's a scouting director. He's like, yeah, I don't totally hate that comp. And definitely the way he's played in Michigan, you know, it's been more quote-unquote game manager. But I do think physically he's got a big arm. Now, when I sat on a couch, I'm sure like you and many people watching some of these big Michigan games, I never thought the number two overall pick in the draft. But you got to factor in some things, right? He was 20 years old during the season, so he's relatively young. So you're not looking at him like some finished product. This is a guy that should have a lot of runway. You know, for example, Will Levis is 24, 25. Kenix is 24. I mean, this guy still has a lot of room for growth. I would imagine that's the way they're looking at it. And he's been in a system where you know he's been coached very hard and he can handle the rigors of just someone on him all the time. So I definitely think he's very, very intriguing to a lot of teams. I understand that. But like anyone, I would imagine, I think it's safe to say there come a lot of risk, you know, to taking, you know, I would say a pretty raw might be a little strong, but a guy that needs a lot of work really high with the pressure that comes with it.
Okay, what about Daniels?
You know, you hear different things from different people. When I was at the Combine, it felt like a lot of people were intrigued. And then now you hear, you know, again, when you talk to people that don't need a quarterback, like most of my friends are on teams that have these franchise quarterbacks, so they look at it, I think, probably a little less in-depth. They just get an opinion and whatever. It's not going to be their problem. I do think it's fair to say the size, like he's not very big in terms of his weight. You see it physically. He definitely has a good arm, and he was pretty accurate. And I think you can nitpick this one because you can use it for a lot of guys in good programs. He played with two elite guys. Now, he was making some just dime throws down the field. But, you know, I think you just got to factor in the entire body of work. He's somewhat of a one-year wonder, right? But so was Joe Burrow. Now, Joe Burrow's entire game was basically from the pocket. So you knew, like, that always translates. Jaden is much more probably of, like, the hybrid. I don't want to say Lamar, but, I mean, he's going to be more like that, maybe even young Deshaun Watson or something kind of scrambling around. And when it works, it's awesome, but we've seen a lot of guys like that not work out. So I don't know. I mean, I can see him going as high as like two or three, and I can see him, you know, being there in the late single digits, early teens.
What do you think Harbaugh is going to do in the draft?
I've been thinking a lot about this because I have no life and that's what I think about. What if they get stuck? Right? Because if New England, and I know their coach said they're open for business, what if they just end up taking a quarterback? We know Arizona, I mean, their GM says we are open for business. They're prime candidates to trade out. So if Minnesota or the Giants trade up with them and quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, it takes two to tango. You can't dance by yourself. You need a partner. What if there's no one to trade? Now, you could look at it and go, they already have a quarterback, and they technically could draft the number one player on their board, right? Because we know they're not taking a quarterback or even thinking about that. But ideally, I think it's pretty clear when you look at their roster and just big picture, they would like to trade back. But I'd have to say if you just look at it, take a step back, you'd have to say it's very possible for them to not have an option to trade back, right? Because it doesn't feel like there's definitely not a defensive guy, right, like a Myles Garrett, like that type. And even Marvin Harrison, he's not – remember back in the day when Dimitroff traded up for Julio? I mean, it was pretty clear Julio's like a – you know, Anthony Davis, Zion Williamson, like, can't miss. You know, Marvin Harrison is viewed as a really high-level prospect, but are you trading up 5 or 6 spots for him? I don't know. Now when there are other receivers that kind of are very similar. But I think there's a very strong possibility that they just end up drafting at 5 if those quarterbacks go 1 through 4, just because I don't see anyone trading up for a player.
I think it's going to be super, super fascinating. Okay, Jordan Love. They're going to negotiate a contract extension. They got him on the cheap for this coming year when no one had seen him play. Now he has a really good year and they want to extend him. What's the right number, though, if you're Gutekunst? What is the number that you can live with?
I think these are hard because we all watched it. He was awesome. I mean, he kind of looked like Aaron down the stretch. No one can debate that. But it was a pretty short sample size. And I think we've seen it just our lives in pro sports, any, you know, basketball, baseball, football. You got to be very careful with that. He may go on to be a 7-8-time Pro Bowler, but, like, what's the rush? Like, I'm giving an extension if I get him, I don't know, because of what's he making, 2 years, $11 million, so he's been used to making $3, $4 million. If I can get him for 20 or 25, I'd be okay. But I'm not doing, like, a quote-unquote cheap quarterback deal in the mid to high 30s or something when there's still a ton of unknown. Now, they might say, well, if it goes really well again, then that number, you know, balloons by 30, 40% of what we're willing to pay them right now. It's true, but it isn't the risk, you know, or you know, kind of mitigating the potential of a disaster worth it? That's where it gets very, very difficult. You know, like even I saw the Lions are going to trying to work out an extension with Jared Goff. At least one, they know. Like he has a large body of work now going back for a long period of time. Like they know exactly what they're getting. I think it's fair to say we still don't know. Now, I would imagine one thing they like about Love is, you know, if they feel comfortable with the character and the person, that's usually the type of guys you bet on continuing to sustain success. But we all know this position is really, really hard. So I think it's complicated. I don't know about you. I mean, could you give him like $35 million a year right now based on seven, 8 games?
No.
That's great.
No.
But is he signing a 3-year, $60 million deal? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, like, look, he's way better than we thought. But how sustainable it is, I don't know. And I don't think we'll know for a while.
Why can't we just play it out? You know,
I don't understand why people don't play it out.
Why are we so against that in sports now? Why can't we play some things out? We do in life all the time, in business all the time. But in sports, we're always so aggressive. And then sometimes, you know, it can bite. And I think a quarterback, right, it bites you the fastest. Because if that guy is not – the moment you sign a huge deal, now I don't think he's going to get, but you saw with Russell Wilson – when you sign those premium, you saw it last year with Jalen Hurts. If you're not like a top 4 or 5 quarterback, it's a problem. Like if you're the 11th guy, like we got an issue, right? Our franchise is going to take a step back. Just it's a fact. Like the reason no one ever talking about Mahomes or Josh Allen, or even Lamar, if he's going to keep playing, like if, as long as you're a top 2 or 3 guy, it's all fine. But the moment you're like the 9th guy, we do it with Dak all the time. You're like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't know why we don't. I mean, I think GMs will tell you they want cost certainty, but like, okay, but that doesn't mean you have to overspend for that cost certainty. And we legit don't know. Like I just don't think we have a big enough sample size. I think that's
well. And the other thing is they, you know, the GMs love telling you, you know, the cap keeps going up, so we get more wiggle room. Like all that's true. But these quarterbacks command such a larger number than everyone by a substantial amount that you could argue for a 2 or 3 year period, like who cares if the cap goes up 30 or 40 million? The impact it has on you is substantial.
It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports, right? No question about it. It is substantial. Do you like what the Chiefs are doing?
I think they were in a tough spot because they have some other young guys. They have a couple offensive linemen that, you know, center or guard that, you know, that they're going to want to pay. They have a young linebacker they're going to want to pay. You just kind of got to pick your poison sometimes, like where you're going to go all in. And they've done this before a couple years ago when the 49ers signed Charvarius Ward, and he's been good for them. He makes like $15 million a year. The Chiefs just let him walk, and Snead took over for them. And then now, a couple years ago, they drafted McDuffie, and McDuffie's like an all-pro. And I think they just trust their drafting. You know, the Ravens, you know, without the totality of the Super Bowls, but over the last 15 years, kind of do the same. And it really helps you kind of control your roster a little bit better because, let's face it, I haven't seen the exact numbers. Once they pay Jones all that money, if you pay Snead 70, 80 guaranteed, even 60 – that's a lot of money allocated to a couple guys, and the margin for error that it gives you is really, really slim. So I think they liked him, obviously. I mean, he's an excellent player, but they had to make a tough choice. Now, maybe did they misplay their hand a little bit? Clearly, they weren't just, like, trying to give him away. I think it's kind of clear that the market for trading for a guy and then giving him a huge contract, like, they didn't want a third-round pick in 2025. They would have loved a couple seconds, but it's pretty clear that wasn't really on the table, right?
No, was not on the table. By the way, who'd you have winning the national championship in your bracket?
You know, actually, it's sad to say I didn't fill one out, but I think I saw the Arizona Wildcats are 9-1. I think I might sprinkle a little on them. Though they'd have to go through UConn in the Final Four, not the championship game, so a little riskier.
All right,
what do you think about that?
Let me. Yeah, I mean, I actually have them winning it. I don't feel great about it, but I have them winning it, and we'll be out there next week. And
who would you have right now? You know, remove UConn, clear favorite. Who would you have the second best team playing right now?
Probably Arizona. Yeah, probably Arizona.
Do you think this tournament lacked a little juice because there weren't like 3 or 4? Because clearly this is a down NBA draft. Next year is supposed to be a lot better. There's just a little less star power.
Well, one, it's hard for freshmen to make a mark when you're playing against 24-year-old dudes, right? I think the women's game with the names, because they're at the same places, I think that hurt a little bit. We didn't have, but most of it is like, it's just college basketball. I mean, all these guys changed places. You can't name anybody. I did this. We did this last week on our show or 2 weeks ago on our show. Name Duke starting. How many, you've seen Duke now play in the NCAA tournament. How many guys can you name that play for Duke?
Wait, none. The one big dude.
I mean, the one big dude. He has a name. Kyle Filipowski has a name, right? The point is, and I'm not killing you. I'm saying that's, I think, most sports fans, is that we have these people that have like, oh, these guys should be allowed to move. They don't. We don't understand the value in staying and associating yourself with the brand of the school.
But think about this. I could name most of their lineup, you know, like Jay Williams, Dunleavy, Boozer. You can, you know, Brand. You can name their
Battier
lineup.
And Brand. That was, they won a national championship. Yeah, they had great players.
Yeah, and they were stayed for a year, you know, multiple years. They kind of built up.
Sure.
It's easy to follow.
Sure. You know? Sure.
Can't Not that it, complicated.
Not that complicated. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.
See you, buddy. Later.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Shortly after the show, the podcast is going up. Just search Doug Gottlieb wherever you download podcasts. Make sure you follow, rate, review, subscribe. It's awesome. Again, just search Doug Gottlieb wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What do you have there, Dan Byer?
Doug, the game today is...
Rank 'em.
All right, Doug, rank the three best stories we've gotten so far from the NCAA tournament.
Three best stories. Let's see here. Goalkey's got to be one of them, right?
Yep.
Goalkey from Oakland.
I know you love the Chris Collins boo-booey exchange.
Yeah,
I love that one.
I do. I don't know if it's too inside the beltway, but boo-booey played 5 years there. This is an incredible exchange where he's like, you know, I love you. We built this together. Your family. I got your back always. You're the GOAT. Like all these incredible things he said to him when they're embracing when he comes off the court. And it was because they had the clip, it was really easy to lip read. I like that one. and they won a game again in the NCAA tournament. People just don't understand. Northwestern had never made the tournament before Chris got there. Now they go two consecutive years and win a game both years. I would say that one's like three. What else? NC State's probably two. Right? DJ Burns has become this, like, he's, everybody loves that guy. And then the Golkey thing is one. I mean, he's still doing ads now, even though they're out of the tournament. It's amazing.
All right, Doug, rank the three best teams left in the NCAA tournament.
I'm going to say, I'm going to put UConn one. I'm going to put, you know, Houston's just banged up. I'm going to put Arizona two. And Purdue three.
All right. I will say, I do think that those three teams, Arizona maybe not consistently against Dayton, but there were times during that game where they did look like they're just different. They're different than other teams.
Yep.
They're in that conversation for sure. All right, Doug, rank the three best matchups of the Sweet 16 coming up on Thursday and Friday.
I didn't say Carolina, by the way. Carolina's right in that mix, too. Three best matchups. I would say, three best matchups. Alabama, North Carolina is going to be amazing just because Alabama is so much fun to watch how they play. Illinois, Iowa State would be the number two, and then Duke, Houston is one.
Mm. All right. I thought maybe Bama, UNC maybe number one, but getting the bronze medal here. Rank the three best trade deadlines in sports. This on the heels of the NFL moving their trade deadline back to week nine.
Well, I mean, now that's a really good trade deadline.
Yeah.
Now
and I think that the NFL has changed over the last few years.
Now you're seeing trades. Yeah. I'll say NBA 3, MLB 2, and now the NFL's new rule, makes them 1.
All right. And finally, Doug, rank your favorite lanes of traffic.
Is there another lane other than the fast lane?
Life in the fast lane. I will say this.
Life in the fast lane!
In Southern California, the far left lane is usually the slowest because everybody thinks that that is the fastest.
Well, that's because people don't actually know how to drive.
Well, they just think like, hey, I got to get over to the left because all these other people in all these other lanes, they're not as important. So I'm going to get to the far left lane next to the carpool lane, and we're going to cruise. And then no one cruises, and everybody else in the other lanes all to the right are moving much faster.
Sure.
I am more of, if it's a four-lane highway, give me second to the left. Gives me the options. I don't want to be all the way to the left, all the way to the right. But if I'm driving in and there's no traffic, second to the left is one of my favorites. That's where I prefer to be.
Well, I do the carpool lane a lot.
Mm-hmm. So maybe carpool lane's number one.
Well, but that's also to the far left. But when there's no carpool lane, I fast lane and flash my lights because people don't understand what the fast lane is.
What about Sam and Jason? You guys want to weigh in on your favorite lane of traffic?
Yeah, I mean, I typically go in the fastest lane I can, so that's me.
I
like to drive fast.
Oh, wow. I'm a middle lane guy because then I can...
You're kind of mid anyways.
I'm kind of mid in that way. Yeah, but then because I can exit and I can stay right there and I'm not in someone's way, I'm a middle lane guy.
I think that there are a lot more middle lane people. There are actually more middle lane people that shouldn't be, especially on a three-lane highway. You get that a lot in the Midwest, and someone's just sitting in the middle lane, and you're like, just move over. Just get over, you idiot.
It's funny. I get into that left lane, and I just start singing, life in the fast lane.
Make room real mine. We'll get that in later.
That's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Well, it was only a matter of time when these gambling stories we've seen overseas crept in the United States. Now, wait till you hear the latest on an NBA gambling story. You're not going to believe it. It's upcoming next in the Doug Gottlieb Show. You're on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.